Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Union Minister Kriti Vardhan Singh says India's growth driven by good governance, accountability, Naglin police enforce mandatory reporting of foreigners under new Immigration Act. Prime Minister Modi inspires students to look beyond exams and focus on life skills. And Naglin Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission holds first enterprise readiness workshop. Now the news in detail. Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change and External Affairs Kriti Vardhan Singh today said India is witnessing consistent economic growth due to good governance, digital reforms and enhanced accountability under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Addressing a press conference in Kohima, Mr. Singh said India continued to register economic growth even during the COVID-19 period, unlike several developed countries.
Economy still continues to grow. Why? Because of our good governance under the leadership of Honorable PM Modi. The efficiency of the government has increased. The accountability of all those responsible has increased, whether it is officers, whether it is ministry. And this has largely come about through the information technology that our government uses, and, you know, the digital technology that we use.
Emphasizing the role of free trade agreements, the minister said India has signed trade agreements with more than 40 countries, which opens global markets for Indian products, supports MSMEs and generates employment for the youth. On the Union Budget 2026-27, he said it is a long-term roadmap aligned with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047.
This budget is the foundation stone for that Viksit Bharat. It will empower our youth, it will strengthen our industry, it will strengthen our manufacturing sector, it will generate employment.
Mr. Singh added that the Northeast holds vast potential in tourism, ecotourism, agroforestry and organic farming, and assured that several government schemes are designed to ensure economic growth reaches rural and remote areas. The Commissioner of Police Dimapur has directed accommodation providers to strictly comply with mandatory reporting of foreign nationals under the Immigration and Foreigners Act 2025. In a notification issued today, Commissioner of Police cum Foreigners Registration Officer Dimapur Autula T. Imjan said hotels, homestays, hospitals, educational institutions and all other establishments providing accommodation must report the arrival and stay of foreigners within 24 hours through the Form 3 on the Indian FRRO portal or the Indian Visa Su Swagatam mobile app. As per the Act, records of all foreigners must be maintained electronically for at least 1 year and produced when demanded by authorities. Noting that reporting of foreigners is crucial for national security, police urged for timely and accurate reporting and warned of penal action for any failure to comply. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha. In the second video episode released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams and also inspired students to look beyond exams, focus on life skills, sports, creativity and self-growth. During the interaction, he encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups, saying big ideas often grow from modest beginnings.
लगता है मैं ड्रोन बनाऊं, किसी को लगता है कि मैं घर में बिजली की व्यवस्था ऐसी खड़ी कर दूं, अपने किसी चार दोस्तों को जानती होगी जो टेक्नोलॉजी में एक्सपर्ट हैं, एक आध दोस्त है फाइनेंस में एक्सपर्ट है, चलो चार लोगों की टोली बना दे, साइड में अपन स्टार्टअप शुरू करते हैं। जरूर नहीं कोई स्टार्टअप के लिए कोई 25 साल की उम्र चाहिए, आप कभी भी शुरू कर सकते हैं।
The Prime Minister also stressed upon the importance of civic responsibility, urging students to follow basic rules such as not littering, not spitting on roads, obeying traffic signals and avoiding food wastage. He said that disciplined daily behaviour plays a crucial role in nation building. The Prime Minister added that discipline gives direction while motivation strengthens the journey. 4 Nagar writers have been conferred the Writers International Network Canada Literary Awards 2026. The awardees are Munlumo Kikon as the Distinguished Poet and Writer, Visharita Krocha for the Distinguished Poet and Writer, Kemya Yenlam for the Emerging Writer and Artist, and Dr. Tialila Kikon for the Distinguished Poet and Global Poetry Ambassador Award. The awards were presented by President of Writers International Network Vancouver, Ashok Bhargava, during an international literary gala at Wangkhao Government College Moon on Saturday. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Naglan Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission, NSEDM, under IDEN, conducted a two-day Enterprise Readiness Support Workshop on the 6th and 7th of February in Kohima. The workshop marked the first NSEDM initiative and brought together select micro and aspiring entrepreneurs from across the state. The workshop was designed as an intensive and interactive program, and NSEDM plans to follow up with mentorship and handholding support for participants to ensure tangible and sustainable impact. Speaking at the opening session, Under Secretary and Project Manager in Charge NSEDM, I. Changson said that language and background should not be barriers to entrepreneurship and highlighted the importance of moving beyond a salary-dependent mindset to address unemployment and strengthen the state's economy. The workshop covered business strategy, digital skills, financial literacy, risk management, regulatory awareness, and access to credit schemes. The workshop concluded with a certification ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press meet after meeting the president of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermini in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defense and maritime security. India and Seychelles also signed 7 memoranda of understanding across various sectors, including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology, and good governance. On the occasion, Mr. Modi said that India and Seychelles are not just by geography, but by history, trust and shared vision for the future. He added that as a maritime neighbour and trusted partner, Seychelles holds a special place in India's vision Mahasagar and blue economy.
Maritime neighbours ke roop mein, blue economy hamare liye ek swabhavik sahyog ka kshetr hai. हम मरीन रिसर्च कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग डेटा शेयरिंग जैसे क्षेत्रों में भारत की विशेषज्ञता सेशल्स के साथ साझा करेंगे रक्षा सहयोग और मैरीटाइम सुरक्षा हमारी साझेदारी के महत्वपूर्ण स्तंभ है
This is President Hermini's first visit to India since assuming office in October last year. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today virtually flagged off new passenger train services between Sairang in Mizoram and Silchar in Assam. Addressing the event in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw highlighted Silchar as a very important commercial centre in the northeastern region. He said that a railway budget of more than 11,000 crore rupees has been allocated for the northeastern region and projects worth 72,000 crore rupees are underway in the region.
ईस्टर्न स्टेट्स के लिए हिस्टोरिक बजट रेलवे का दिया है 11,486 करोड़ रुपीस का और आज नॉर्थ ईस्टर्न स्टेट्स में 72,468 करोड़ रुपीस के यानी 72,000 करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट्स चल रहे हैं
The minister also inaugurated the new passenger facilities at Guwahati Railway Station. Naglan Public Service Commission NPSC has announced the results for the NCS and Allied Services Preliminary Examination 2026. Details can be accessed from the Commission's website at www.npsc.naglan.gov.in and also from its notice board. NPSC also informed that the main examination is scheduled to be conducted from 20th of April. And now to end the news, here are the main points once again. Union Minister Kriti Vardhan Singh says India's growth driven by good governance accountability. Naglan police enforce mandatory reporting of foreigners under new Immigration Act. Prime Minister Modi inspires students to look beyond exams and focus on life skills. And Naglan Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission holds first Enterprise Readiness Workshop. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.